Praise the Lord. You can have your seat. Thank you, choir. Thank you so much. Praise the Lord. Thank you, church, for another opportunity to stand before you. As I usually say, I'm not a pastor, I'm a messenger. Praise the Lord. I don't envy them because, like Pastor Ma, who can, under a few minutes, have alternative of what to preach. Praise the Lord. Today's message is an unconventional message. It's different from what we have been hearing before. It may not be the direction of what you expect, but it's a reality that every one of us faces from time to time. In one way or the other, one of us must have been involved in it. Praise the Lord. Before I continue with the message, I want to thank God for our pastor, Austin. When I asked about him, they said they arrived in Nigeria safely. And we continue to put them in our thoughts and prayers because it's like a missionary journey. They went to Nigeria. While those in Nigeria are trying to come out, they are going there. And he just listened to the voice of God for a mission God wants him to do there. Praise the Lord. We continue to put him in our prayers that God will protect him. We know the security situation in Nigeria, that it shall not come near him in the name of Jesus. We also want to thank God for our pastor, Yato. Every year around this time, they always travel to Nigeria, and we know that they arrive safely. We are asking also that we put them in our prayers, that the mission why they went to Nigeria will be accomplished, and that as they're coming back, that God will lead them safely back to us. Praise the Lord. As I was pondering on what the message to preach today, I received a direct message on my inbox. As I said, today's message is a very unconventional one, and it has never happened. And I want to thank one of our pastors here. He's not here today, but I know he may be listening to this message. So he sent me a message. He said, "Bro Henry, I want you to speak on substance and alcohol abuse." And that was exactly the time I was thinking of what to preach. I said, "Wow, is that how the Spirit of God works?" And then when I looked at it, I said, "Who am I? This particular message is not a normal, it's a normal, but it's not something that we are used to. As Christians, sometimes we neglect it. But as I earlier said, every one of us in one way or the other has been involved in it. It's either your friends have been a victim of substance abuse, your family member, your children. You can, in fact, or even yourself, the entire generation is vulnerable. Praise the Lord. So I was asking God for direction because this message is very critical. It's something that you need to be guided, making sure you don't give wrong information and making sure you what you speak is in line with the word of God. Praise the Lord. We have witnessed many generations after the Second World War. We have the baby boomers, those who are born between 1946 to 1964. They should be between the age of 61 to 79 years at this time. And then we have the millennials from 1981 to 1996, between 28 to 43 years. And we have the Gen Zs, who are born between 1997 to date. And they're looking forward to the alpha generation. Of all these generations, drug has been a challenging problem that has been very difficult to handle. Even some people deny this. Some Christians, they think when such things are mentioned, they say, "It's not about me." it doesn't concern me, or think about abuse. He said, there is no way, it's not possible. Brother, but at the end of this message, you know that we have to ask God for his grace, that every minute we live, we need to ask God for his grace and look after one another. Especially he requested for our youths, and most of our youths are not here, and I'm praying that we as parents, who are also vulnerable, because we can't count ourselves out, there are so many ways we can get into it. As I goes on, you will see where that everyone is. Doesn't matter whether you're a Christian, whether you're a pastor, whether you're a bishop, everyone is vulnerable. But especially the Bible said, train up a child in the way he should grow, that when he grows, you'll not depart from it. I remember that sometimes, you see, Pastor Peter, I want to thank Pastor Peter so much. If you have teenagers, young kids who are going to the church as small as they are, you think they're not hearing the word, they are hearing the word. Because I remember my very self, when I was very little, my father used to carry me and my mom to church. We'd be playing, but as I grew old, some of those things, very clearly I see them. Some of the scriptures that I know recite that time is still in my head. So as they're running around, they are hearing it. As they're hearing the word of God, it's fashioning them, fashioning the way they behave, making them to make good judgment. Because in this Gen Z generation, which we have my message focus on, and I'm going to touch other areas, as it's going on, you ask yourself, where does it affect you? This Gen Z generation, you don't take them for granted. They are very smart. They are smarter than you. They are the baby boomers. They are even smarter than the millennials. Before, we thought it's the millennials when the computer. The millennials are just introduction to the computer. And when everybody is, don't know which way we are. I remember in the year 2000, everybody, even the Western world, they were wondering, oh, how is the time going to change? So it was just an introduction. But this Gen Z, they were born into it. Sometimes I don't know if, well, they're in the stomach, a lot of things they know about system, computer. And we have another world of reality world that exists today, which we need to be very cognizant about. You are here, you see, they have so many ways. The technology has taken so far that most of the baby boomers are not catching up. The way things, the kids can, they can have meetings, they can have conferences right under your nose without you knowing that this is something going on. They have their languages they speak, got their languages, you don't know what they are speaking, you don't know what they are communicating. But if you're able to make them, to bring them to the, even when you are not willing to come, those children will cause you to come to church. It is not a wasted effort. Praise the Lord. The topic of today's message, as I said, is substance abuse. And I'm going to define, I got my excerpt from it's a verified peer-reviewed site, the CDC, Center for Disease Control, and also from Mayo Clinic. As most of us know, Mayo Clinic is a research institute. The things they put up there are verified things. And as you go home, I'm just going to scratch. This is a very big topic and a very wide topic, so I'm just going to do a scratch on it. We have many health professionals here. Why it touches me most is, in my practice, I am privileged to see firsthand what substance abuse is all about and how our children are being affected with substance abuse. Praise the Lord. You can't believe it, that as little as 12 years, 13 years, 14 years, in fact, in a qualitative survey, using my place of work as a case study, out of every 10 kids that come into that hospital, 8 has tested, it's either marijuana or cocaine or fentanyl. What I ask them is, what is your drug of choice? Can you imagine? In the past, this kind of thing is not heard of. And the greatest challenge of this problem is that it destroys the brain. And the brain neuroplasticity is that it is so slow that any part of the brain that is damaged is difficult to recover it. So that's why you see most of our children, they behaving some, you can't even describe their behaviors. You start to wonder why, because their brain has been altered from the scratch. They find it difficult to function normally in the society. Praise the Lord. But as children of God, we have responsibility by the God's guidance. Yeah, we have so many tools in our available with prayer, with knowledge and information, we're going to tackle this problem. The government has been doing what they got to do. We as a church need to be involved. And Pastor Ma, I would also like, maybe it's been one of our programs that sometimes we organize seminars concerning this kind of topic, drug, addiction. There are so many types of addictions that are out there, which our children are exposed to. Sometimes they don't know what they are doing, and before you know it, it's too late. Praise the Lord. Defining a drug addiction, it says the use of illegal drugs, prescription, or over-the-counter drugs other than the purpose for which it is meant to be used. The illegal drug addiction. Now, it does not matter about cocaine or fentanyl. These are legal and illegal. Then you ask the question, how do you get addicted? Praise the Lord. There are so many bad consequences of drugs. Praise the Lord. Alcohol, in the spiritual perspective, in the scriptural perspective, I'm going to say what the Bible says concerning alcohol. I'm not going to tell you here that if you are taking alcohol, you are going to go to heaven or you are going to go to hell. But the Bible makes it very clear, which I'm going to read out. Praise the Lord. It's left for you to decide. Let's get to the book of Proverbs chapter 31 from verse 4 to 7. Proverbs 31 verse 4 to 7. Praise the Lord. It is not all king, it is not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes to drink strong, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of the afflicted. Praise the Lord. Give strong drink unto that is ready to perish, and wine unto those that be of heavy hearts. Let him drink and forget his poverty and remember his misery no more. Praise the Lord. This is what the scripture is saying about alcohol. Alcohol is one of the most commonly abused substances. It's just one of the abused substances. I mean, sometimes Christians, they get into argument with their unbelievers. After all, the Bible says we can drink alcohol. It's used for your stomach, like our brother Paul told Timothy. You can take a little wine for your stomach. And then when I go through it, I say, wow, it's very amazing how God has given the knowledge as at that time that, you know, acid base, sometimes it says to stop drinking too much water, because if you drink too much water, you're going to alter the acid balance and you're going to have problems. He said, take little wine. So some people capitalize on it to drink. But the irony of it is, what quantities? Do not overdrink. At what quantity do you think your body can tolerate? You ask yourself that question. So to me, if you can avoid it, the best thing is abstinence from alcohol. It is not about you drink alcohol, so I'm going to preach, if you drink alcohol, you are going to hell. If you don't drink alcohol, you are going to heaven. That is not the issue. The issue is that the dangers of alcohol is so much that, in fact, if you look at the deleterious effect of alcohol, you dare not try to touch it. Praise the Lord. Let us bring to the book of Proverbs chapter 20, verse 1. Proverbs 20, verse 1. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. And whoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Praise the Lord. So you see, the scripture here has never said anything good about alcohol. It's not a matter of argument. Everything concerning alcohol is not good. So it's left for you to decide what to do for yourself about alcohol. And we know in the book of Genesis, where Noah, alcohol will make you to do things that when you realize you do it, you start to am I the person that did this. We know how Noah's two daughters drunk their father and had a relationship with their father, which is an abomination. The man did not know what was happening. He didn't know because he wasn't in his right sense of judgment. That will tell you the extent what alcohol can do in a person's life. So alcohol is one of those. Sometimes you say wine, drink, just a small wine. You want to relax. You want to do this. But these things are not good. It can alter your mental status. Praise the Lord. According to CDC report, in the year 2024, this is an official report, you can look it up. It says excessive alcohol is one of the leading causes of death in U.S. It's funny that if you buy a car, a new car, just like our brother Mamba, those cars, you wouldn't even know that they exist. But immediately you buy a car, if you are running on the road, you will see as many as that vehicle. Even the same color. If you stand by, you look at your side, it's the same car. But when you have not bought that car, you won't even know that such things exist. So it's like, as we are given these figures, it said about 178,000 people die of alcohol-related cases. So this will show you that is a very big number, what the effect alcohol can do. Alcohol can endanger your life. Alcohol can put you to prison. A lot of people are in prison today because of the alcohol they took. They took alcohol and then they entered into driving. They killed a lot of people and they were put into jail. And when you have accident, the first thing the authority will do is what? They check your alcohol level. If they check your alcohol level and find that you are drunk, you are in, there's no two ways about it. You are in a very big problem. It's different that accident can happen, that you are not in under any influence, that are under any influence of alcohol. That's the first thing they check, and they say that you are not sober, that's a very big problem for you. Praise the Lord. The reason why I'm saying this thing is for us to know that the things that we neglect, we take it for granted, oh, it doesn't matter. Those things are some of the things that affect our daily life. It may not be imminent. It may be a time bomb waiting to happen. You may be getting away with it, but one day, then you have to regret for the whole of your action. Just a little moment of enjoyment, you see that you have the rest of your life to regret for your action. And also, our kids, as I said, this message is centered on kids. As most of them are not here, in any way, in any form, you see them, your grandkids, your own kids, you say, oh, maybe my kids have grown, I don't need it, it's not for me. Your grandkids are there. You need to teach them. You need to, and there is no time that is too early to teach these children, to discuss with them about alcohol. If you don't teach them about drug abuse, they're going to learn it in school. As early as elementary school, kids have known how to do drugs. If in your own family, you don't know, but some kids are born in a family where the parents will be there wrapping the small wrap, they see it, and when they grow, they will come to school with it. They start to share with the small kids. So that's the reason why that you need to teach our children that when you see somebody gives you something, don't take it. Because if you don't get into it, there is no way it gets hold of you. Praise the Lord. New research has indicted alcohol as one of the causes of cancer. It's not an immediate effect. It's something that over a period, it can cause cancer. liver problems, many health challenges as a result of alcohol. If we start to talk about the dangers of alcohol here, the time may not be enough for us. Alcohols also lead to birth defects. For pregnant women who are having kids, in the first trimester, it is very, very critical. If you see the kids who are, their mom took alcohol, they have some life-changing situation that is irreversible. Sometimes you see them if you are in the in the pediatrics, you see some of the kids that are newborn, they start to withdraw. You know that in fact it's not something that you can dare try. It's not good. Praise the Lord. In 2020, 16,554 people were killed in motor accidents related to alcohol. As we are fighting the battle of alcohol, we have two things as Christians in our disposal to fight alcohol. One is prayer. As you're going out there, you cover yourself with the blood of Jesus. Because you may be very careful for yourself, but the person behind you is drunk. Something very dangerous may happen. That's why it's not about you. Inasmuch as you will have a lot of things to do, then on your own part, you make sure that those things that can put you to danger, you try to avoid it, if possible. Praise the Lord. And I have this question to ask us. Can a Christian be addicted to substance abuse? Can a Christian, heavenly bound, be addicted to substance abuse? Pastor Mark, can you answer this question on behalf of the church? Sir? Thank you very much, sir. Yes, a Christian can be addicted to substance abuse. A substance abuse is one of those things that you take that distorts your brain, affects your behavior, and leads to lack of control of the use of both legal and illegal drugs. The most commonly abused drugs are marijuana. A lot of our kids take marijuana. I remember one of my friends, very big friend. He's in Nigeria. He sent his child here. He's a pastor. That's why I say that the issue of substance abuse is a general problem that everybody needs to be aware of. One of the days the child visited home, he realized that this child, at a particular time, he doesn't wake up when others. And then he will sneak out and come in and be sleeping. He watched the pattern. One day he traced him in the neighborhood and saw that this guy will sneak and take something. And when that confronted him, he was very bold. That you don't know what is that this thing makes, that whenever you take it, it makes you to calm down. It makes you to feel good. It takes the grace of God. So if you find yourself in such a situation, there are certain things you can do. Prayer is one of them, and also treatment center. There are treatment centers that are there to provide help. Because these things are something that you cannot fight it alone. You need to use proved methods, asking God for his grace to help you, to make you or your child or whoever that you are, your friend, to come out of it. Praise the Lord. As I said, most commonly abused drugs, the oxycodone, morphine, codeine, fentanyl. These drugs are used for useful purposes, but it's easy for one to get addicted to it because of the nature of the drugs. They're addictive. There is no two ways about it. You may have some medical situations and you are taken to hospital. Some people who are addicted to drugs never planned, they never imagined. If you tell them that they're going to be drug addicts, they say over their dead body. But behold, today, something bigger than them has overtaken them. Pain. Like most people, they find it difficult. Pain is a very serious thing. So they give you drugs. Like that my friend I was talking to you about, recently he came to U.S. to do knee surgery. He was in so much pain. They were giving me these drugs. At the time, every time, he said, "Doctor, I need that thing." Every time he said, "Doctor, I need that thing." Doctor told him, "Look, you need to have self-control. If you continue to demand this, then you are going to be hooked to it. And it's not getting it to eat, the issue is coming out." Praise the Lord. So certain things, if you can avoid it, avoid it. If you can bear some pain to save yourself for tomorrow, you can do that. You don't want to, you want to have a zero pain. You never know what can happen tomorrow that you find yourself in that situation. One time I had kidney stone. In fact, those drugs are meant to relieve pain. They gave it to me. I was requesting for more. And by the special grace of God, it numbed the pain. I was able to pee those things. So at a point, the medication, it seems as if any slightest thing, I want to take it. I said, no. If I keep on, then I'm trying to find myself in a situation that I would not like. So information is very important about these things. Knowing fully well that some of these things are addictive. Not a small, let me go and take it. That my thing. You just go in there, and when you take it, it takes you, you have kind of euphoria. You feel so happy. Before you know, you want to replicate it. You want to have that same feeling. A lot of things can lead people to alcohol, addiction, drug addiction. Situations in life, loss of job, life events can lead people to addiction. But as children of God, our case is different, because when you know the word of God, know that the word of God will comfort you, that there is no better alternative way to handle your situation. That makes difference from us and unbelievers. Unbelievers, we get things, stress or family disappointment or business failure. You just go, let me take this wine. They start to be alcoholic. You see somebody that is very reasonable. You start drinking, going out, before you know it, from there he graduates, because it's the more you drink, the more they need to take more. And the more you take it, your tolerance level starts to increase. This one is not touching it. You continue taking it. You take some of them, they start from marijuana to cocaine, from cocaine, they continue growing endlessly. So it's something that we need to be very careful about. Praise the Lord. As Elia says, some reasons why people take to alcohol: euphoria, to feel good. Peer groups, this among our kids. That's why it's good for them to hear the word of God. Most of the kids you have in America have never heard anything about the word of God. You ask them, "Do you what religion?" They say, "I don't know, I don't believe in anything." Nobody's taking them to church. Nobody tells them, because the word of God teaches you certain things apart from heaven. that is beneficial to you here on earth, that you follow the precepts, you will never go wrong. Lack of self-control. Lack of self-control can lead to addiction. Experimental drugs. Now you have medicinal marijuana. It will cure this, it will cure that. You get attached to it. It is the same substance. You take it and then it starts to make you feel good. Before you know it, you graduate from that one to another. Praise the Lord. Those things can happen to anybody. But being aware of it makes you to be in the right place to make right decisions and know when you are falling to it so that you can avoid it. Teach your children as small as they are drugs. Say no to drugs. Ring into their ears. It's not about sometimes we make this assumption that it's only the men, our boys, that are prone to taking drugs. It's no, especially in the civilized world. The drug is about for both male and female. The kids, everyone is vulnerable. Let us teach our children also, when they visit their friends, some out of envy, they list off. I have seen many kids who are addicted to some of these drugs. You ask them, did you take any of this drug? You do the test. He said, did you take fentanyl? He said, no. He will swear with his life that he has not taken those drugs. But the result there indicates that he's positive for such drugs. Their parents, some of them, you call their parents, do you know that your daughter is taking? He said, no. They start to say they don't know. It's their friends. Some out of envy. You maybe have a child that is very smart in school. They planned the party, they give it, introduce this to them, then he take control. Sometimes some kids, these are among Christians, the legal limit for alcohol is 18 years. Some of them are very expectant of that time. As soon as they turn 18, they feel that they have been liberated to get into alcohol. They start taking it without knowing the consequences. From there, they get addicted to it. Praise the Lord. There are certain things to watch out, especially for our kids, to watch out the signs that when you start to see those things, you start to do your investigations so that you start on time to catch it before it's too late. For those ones in school, these are red flags. When they start to prevent you want to come to their rooms, they don't want you to come. They don't want you to come to their room. They're always trying to lock it. It's time for you to investigate that there may be something they are not doing right. You can search their rooms, especially when you start to look at their behaviors. When their grades start to fall, when they start not having interest in their school activities, it's a red flag for you to watch out. Dig deep. Know the kind of friends they are keeping. Confront them. They may be on denial. If possible, take them to hospital. Let them test them for you to be sure what you are dealing with, without accusing them wrongly. If you find something, educate them. Present to them the dangers of alcohol. Show pictures for them, people who have gone through that line, how they are unable to function well. And by the special grace of God, you will record them back. But when they come and then they are very smart. One thing about those that take drugs, they are very smart to conceal their actions. They can, they know what, things that you like, they will do, you praise them. But when they go out, they start to do those things that it doesn't conform. Some of them start to sell it to make money. When you see your money, maybe you keep your money just for mysteriously, the money starts missing. Or they start to make some demand. They request for something. You want to ask, what is this money for? He cannot account what the money is for, but he's asking for that money. It's a time for you to investigate, to know what is going on. Praise the Lord. The reason why I'm saying this is alcohol and drug addiction, a lot of life has been lost. The government is spending so much money to tackle the problem of addiction. I remember in my workplace, we have a lot of celebrities that has lost their life through addiction. Some of them they want to manage stress, and they feel the only way they can manage it is by taking drugs to max their problem, but it doesn't work that way. It's not a very good coping mechanism. Michael Jackson, we saw lack of sleep. He was taking medication, and he went to cardiac arrest. He died. Whitney Houston. If we start to name the number of, these are the ones we know, prominent people we know, rich people that have lost their lives through drug addiction. We know people today, in my workplace, at least to my knowledge, I have two staff members who lost their job because of alcohol and drug. It is so bad that somebody who is addicted does not count the consequence of his action. Then you start to imagine, how can a trained professional be engaged in stealing controlled substance that is meant to give to patients, putting his license on the line, not minding the years he has spent, but just for the quest to satisfy that craving, we steal. And at the end of the day, he will be caught up. So it's as serious as that. I have seen so many people, they are doing well in business, but immediately they start taking drugs. Immediately they get addicted. They start to, everything that matters to them is about that drug. They start to take on their business crumbled. There are some marriages today that are broken because of drug addiction. Maybe the partner could not keep up because the person is no more making a good judgment. And they separate. It's not only in America. Drug problem, in America especially, there is a huge demand. That is the reason why the supply is always there. If there is no demand, there won't be any supply. It will amaze you that somebody who is addicted to drug will prefer drug than food. You see an adult crying just to have drug, ready to fight you just to have access to drug. Go to Sierra Leone today. It's a known fact. Most of the graves of some people, be their beloved ones, are being guided now because of drug. People, for those who can't afford it, anything that they can lay their hands on, that is one they call Kush in Sierra Leone, is a very big epidemic there. They go and dig out graves of dead people, get their bones, crush it, to snuff it because of addiction. Some people will go and smell rubber. Some people will go and smell addiction. When they text them. Psychosis. people running mad. These are normal people getting crazy because of drug. That's why it's very, very important for us. You may be the best friend. We see some doctors too. We need to preach it. We need to look at the signs. If I am addicted, an addiction also can lead somebody to hell. Because if your brain is not together, if somebody is preaching to you about Jesus Christ, are you seeing that person? You don't know anything about Jesus. It is when your brain is normal that somebody can preach to you and then you listen to it. If you mention Jesus, you know Jesus. But when the person, the brain has been altered, it's not seeing you. Whatever you are saying, you are talking to yourself. They don't know about, they don't go by the rules, those who are addicted. Because they want to satisfy the craving. As I said, it's a very huge topic that we, every one of us, need to do individual research. Find ways we can help in any manner, your friends, relatives. I believe strongly here that every one of us here, one way or the other, has been affected with somebody you know that is a victim of what we are talking about. But to the glory of God, among us here, the Lord has been helping us, and the Lord will continue to help us. But we don't need to take it for granted. We need to be very proactive about this. It can happen at any time. It is not our portion. Praise the Lord. Those who are engaged in drug addiction, they try to make a plan for steady supply of the drugs. Whatever it takes them, they don't care. They want to keep the flow. They want to make sure that at any time they have the urge, they have access to it. These are one of the things, dangers of addiction. It's either drug, those substances that has addictive effect. Some have more addictive effect than the other, but it does not matter. Everybody's threshold tolerance is different. You don't take this because you see others. Some people may take it, it doesn't happen anything to them. Some immediately they take it, they remove their clothes. If you watch social media, you see some people, they take, even if sometimes you look at it, the social media is very funny these days. You see some monkeys that give them these drugs. Instead of walking with four legs, they use their two legs and be walking. To tell you that those things can alter your state. Praise the Lord. I believe at the end of this message, as I said, this message is an unconventional message from what we used to hear before. It's different from what I was planning to preach, but as soon as Pastor Julius sent this message to me, I said, there must be a reason why God is sending this message. There may be somebody somewhere among us that God wants to use this message to deliver. There may be somebody hearing this message, it may not be now, but in future, because of your awareness, the knowledge of this, God may deliver you. Because knowledge is very important. Ignorance is a disease. And when you fall victim of certain situations because of ignorance, it's very, very unfortunate. That's why the earlier you know certain things, the better for you. Praise the Lord. Another thing to look out for, to see somebody, to know that somebody may be engaging in drugs or addiction. When you see physical health issues like lack of energy, somebody that your child, now we are talking about our children, they have all, every time they are very active, agile, they will send them something before you know it, they have done it. And then you see him now, he start looking, not having, if you see, oh, I'm tired, no motivation, you start to see, maybe start gaining weight, unusual weight. It could go either way. He may be gaining weight or losing weight. It's a time for you to do further proper investigation to know what is going on with that child. From time to time, review your child's activities. Know the things that interest him. Know the slangs, the language. Sometimes they give away. They can use coded languages to deceive you. You need to be a step. If they move one step, you move another step so that you don't lose them. Because losing them, bringing them back, is a very difficult task. It's a difficult task. Praise the Lord. Poor hygiene. When you see your child, I always like to dress well, look good, and you see him or her, he doesn't care anymore. This clothes is flying out, that's not his problem. He doesn't shower. He doesn't groom. Poor grooming is also a time for you to watch out and see what is going on. Your small kids, when they come back home, sometimes take time to check what they have in their bags. Little kids, they come to school. Some of them stole their parents' drugs. Some of them, another important thing to discuss. If you are in any prescription drug in your house as an adult, they usually say, keep out of reach of children. We have seen many kids, they get addicted through their parents' legally prescribed medication. Because you are keeping it careless, they start taking it. Sometimes they start taking it and go and share with their friends. From there, they get high. So everybody has a responsibility, a role to play in substance abuse. I cannot stand here to name all the drugs that can be abused, but know for sure it's real. And the effect does not come out for a good result. May God help us as a family, as a community, as a church, to give us the knowledge, to help us to train our children in the fear and knowledge of God, and to do the ones in our own part to watch out for things that can get our kids addicted. Praise the Lord. Shall we stand up to pray? In Jesus' name, Father Lord, we thank you because you are a good God. We thank you because we are here this morning not by surprise. And for each time, you have things to share with your people. Father, we thank you because you are concerned about our spiritual and our physical well-being. Father, this is one of those situations that some people find themselves ignorantly without knowing when they get into it. But we as a family, we as children of God, we are asking you to help us, Lord. Remove every circumstance that might lead us to be involved in any form of this drug. Help our children in wherever they are. Help them to make right decisions. Help them to be wise, even when some of their friends try to introduce them to it without their knowledge. That their purpose for them in life will be fulfilled, oh God. Father, we want to thank you for this week. As we are getting into this new week, oh Lord, we ask for your grace. We ask for your mercy. We ask for protection. We ask that you lead us, oh Lord. Deliver us from all evil. Father, even in the time we are this time, oh Lord, we are in an unprecedented period. Deliver your people. Let your people not fall victim of anything that is going around in the name of Jesus. We cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus Christ. Deliver us from the hands of the enforcement agents, overzealous agents. Protect us, O Lord. Guide us. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord.